So Lisa texted me there's an internet outage in her area, which is why she can't get on. So we'll just know that she's part of this. We are including her. She can watch the recording. And all right. Let's move into just more this stuff. Okay? We kind of did this stuff. We're going to go out. We got a bit to cover in this little half hour. But I'd like to start with any questions you had, because I think Agnieszka said she had some questions about the Ishtar. And so let's take a few questions and then we'll... Anybody?
Go ahead.
Hey, Agnieszka.
Everybody's being so nice. So Agnieszka, you go. Go ahead.
Okay. So you said not to mention the name of the Ishtar. Is that correct?
When did
when
I say
you ask questions?
Oh, when you ask questions? Okay, let's start with this. It is your choice whether or not to tell us about your Ishtar, okay? Normally, you're told not to talk about your Ishtar because it's so personal, right? But what I'm learning is that it actually helps people to talk about their Ishtar because it helps to clarify things and it makes it more real. So I think what matters is what works best for you. What works best for you?
Okay.
And does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So in the past, I had a male Ishtar. Mm-hmm. However, well, anyway, I had a male Ishtar. And when I was in Poland in winter, when my mom passed, because my family is Catholic and I'm not, and I kind of created a death rebirth ritual and combined, I really made it, used Catholic deities in the ritual of death, dying and rebirth that I know from yoga. Saint Mary, kind of, I felt this connection to a female deity, to say so. And I used to be extremely religious, like extremely religious in my childhood and early teens. So I like that idea. In the meantime, also I developed in the previous year a connection with Eastern female deity of compassion and acceptance, compassion. So I was really drawn to her. However, when I felt this connection with Saint Mary, my mom kept showing up after she passed. So now when we did the ritual together last week, I thought of the deity that I know, but I only know her as a statue. So she showed up, but my mom immediately showed up kind of, I don't know, next to her. And so it seems like my mom is the formal Ishtar's assistant.
Yes.
I mean, she's there. So my question is, do I just acknowledge both of them?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Because what happens is, and those of you who your Ishtar has shifted, right? It's like as you learn to trust, you can't force your Ishtar. That's contrary to the whole point. The whole point is to trust it. And it's like, here's a statue of Mary, right? Saint Mary. And then mom comes in and pretty soon they'll work it out. You just let your mom hang there. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. I mean, I've had like four Ishtas, right? But that's the same thing. It's like my Ishta's there and then my kumu in hula, your hula teacher, your kumu is, she's coming in and she's kind of, and eventually they kind of merged. And then there was, and just trust it. So yes, exactly. Trust it.
Okay. So I was wondering if I am, because I think it should be a formal deity.
I know.
So I let them both kind of be.
Yes. Okay, it does not have to be a formal deity.
Okay.
It does not. I think the reason that we put that out there sometimes is because a lot of people in the beginning, the culture is so strong that it's harder for that personal ishta to come forward because there's so much other, right? And so, so it does not have to be a divinity. It doesn't have to be a divinity.
Thank you.
Good question. Thank you, Agnieszka. Ramon, what was yours?
So you keep saying something's going to show up, right?
Yes.
And you keep doing this. And what I keep thinking is, what keeps happening is I keep trying to put something in front of me. Okay. And, you know, I'm trying to, think about the quality, which is another question, and then embody the color, right? So the color and the quality. And it seems like I'm making up stuff is what's happening. So for me, what comes up is it's marriage, right, as well. It's kind of the story you share kind of stuck with me. But I don't know if that's it because I can't really see a face. I sense some kinship with it, but I don't really feel that attached. That's one. That's one. And let me just expand on it a little bit. So I'm having a problem because when we talked about some of the exercises we did today, it kind of led me to the quality that I embody most, that I like the most, or that I find the most interesting is, the sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
But sacrifice is a loaded word, right? Cause there's before in my previous, I guess before I used to think sacrifice was a good thing. You give up something, you know, you give up of yourself, but then you're giving up of yourself too much where you're not really helping anyone, right? So, you're not, kind of allowing other people to go through their journey. You're kind of enabling situations and things like that. So I'm having a problem with the word sacrifice and I want to use empathy, but sacrifice is the word that keeps coming up as the most, as the one that should be the word, but I don't like it.
Okay. I love you. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Is you don't have to like it, mm-hmm. and you don't have to feel an attachment or connection yet.
Okay.
Here's what happens, is sacrifice has layers, right? There's this, the Christian, Jesus on the cross sacrificing his life, right? Which is a really, it's really hard for me to not give an opinion here. I'm trying to stay neutral, but it's really hard because there's a part of me that's like, what fucking God is going to sacrifice his son on a cross? It's like, get over it, right? This is not okay. This is not okay. And I didn't make that up. I mean, I first heard that from a bishop in the Lutheran church, you know, it was like just common sense, folks. But as kids, you know, I was Catholic too, right? You're in the church and you're praying. And so what I want to open up to you is that sacrifice has more layers than that. That's what's in our head because of the Christianity component. But sacrifice has layers of meaning, layers. And even Lisa said it earlier, right? This idea of sacrificing yourself for someone else, right? So what I would suggest is that you accept the word and accept the Mary for now. And let them reveal it to you. What is it? What is it? What is it? I mean, on some level, that's what you loved about your mom, right?
Yeah.
So you're tapping into sacrifice on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would highly encourage you to do is to now start showing up with some curiosity, like, okay, teach me. Reveal this to me. And your subconscious will. It will, because every one of you already, you have it inside you. You have it inside you. I'm not giving it to you. Kriyananda's not giving it to you. Jesus isn't giving it to you. It's like it's inside you, right? And this is the difference between this path we walk and being part of an organized religion. And for those of you, and I know there's always, you can be a part of an organized religion and then, but this does, this way of being deepens that understanding. It enriches it. And you understand things on a whole nother level. So I say, good job. Good job. You stayed with the word. You didn't like it. You're accepting the image that's coming, even if there's not an attachment. This is what we cultivate. Every time we show up and we make an offering, every time we show up, we just say hi. I mean, my Maestro didn't start talking to me right away at all. I was so resistant, right? So it's okay. Main thing is something is coming. And when I do this, really what I mean is it's like it's in my imagination. It's here. It's in. And so wherever that is for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Did somebody else have a question on the Ishta? Kelsey, yeah.
I had a question about the word and the color and wondering, because you mentioned like all of these qualities are interconnected, sometimes it changes, like sometimes it's aqua and it's truth, and sometimes it's pink and it's unconditional love. And so I'm wondering if that's normal for it to just shift based on like what we need in that moment, and if it can all be related to that one Ishta.
So we're going to take the word normal out of our vocabulary, because normal implies that there's something that's this way and then there's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So I will use normal in a way of letting you know that, yeah, when I use it, it's a way of saying what you're experiencing is real and valid. That's all I'm trying to say when I say it. And so what I want to, I'm going to just shift what you said to say, yes, that is valid. That is your experience. And honest to God, I've opened you to Ishta, but I am in no way going to get in here and try and tell you what to do with your Ishta, or tell your Ishta what to do to you. So if Ishta wants to be aqua one week and pink another, go with it. If your Ishta one day is truth and one day it's loving kindness and one day it's peace, your Ishta becomes your Ishta, and your Ishta is everything. The quality is where we start. The quality is what is the knock, knock on the door. Knock, knock. I'm interested in being more calm. Okay. But then your Ishta is everything. Your Ishta is everything. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, yes, it's normal, but it's only normal because it's your experience. And so, of course, it's what happens. That's our goal, right? Let's learn to trust our experience. And truly, I'm not getting in between anybody and their Ishta. I'm not. So, any other Ishta questions or comments?
So you've answered mine by answering everyone else's, in that you just trust. Like, I don't see the knock, the word doesn't match what showed up, but I'm just going to trust, like you said, and it will reveal the connection eventually, right?
Yes. Thank you, Laura. Well done, Laura. Exactly. Yes. Yes. I just learned another way to teach it. We're just knocking on the door. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. April.
I was just going to mention that so I've had the same Ishta for like 6 years, and it shifted for the first time this time. And the first one, it's almost like I think you clarified today, because I didn't want to give her up. It's just super important to me. And I didn't trust that a new Ishta would come, because it's never has shifted and changed. But my other Ishta never spoke, never would reveal her name. And I'm starting to understand now almost why. when I got this new Ishta this time, I shifted my word. It's like, I guess there's my, maybe a question. Like the words, I use different words to describe almost the same feeling, the yeah. same quality. And maybe that's why my Ishta shifted, because I chose two words. It was joyful wisdom. And that somehow shifted things. And so my Ishta is completely, it's almost laughable. I mean, she's like a cartoon, and she giggles, and she spins around, and she does all these funny things. And she's a strong, strong old, she's old. And she just giggles all the time. But she gave me a name this week.
Oh.
I've never had a name for an Ishta. And that's the only thing she said. She giggles and she told me her name. And, but I guess I'm struggling because there's this part of me that just keeps wanting to bring my other Ishta back in.
So let's do this right now. Let's do this right now. And you will all know how to do this. And so let's all just sit. And for those of you who, you just sit with your, if this is your first Ishta, just sit with your first Ishta while we do this. For those of you who have an Ishta who is transitioning, changing, then this is what we do. Okay. It's a beautiful little simple thing. So find your seat, be comfortable, and bring your Ishta to mind, your original Ishta, your original Ishta, okay? And just imagine your Ishta there, smiling at you, you smiling at your Ishta. And then allow your new Ishta to appear right next to it. And as you gaze at your first Ishta, smiling, now include your new Ishta, smiling at your new Ishta, looking at the two of them, and allow them to face each other, and then allow them gently, just watch them gently just merge into each other, just dissolve into each other. And they dissolve into each other, and then your new Ishta turns towards you. And as your Ishta smiles at you, showers his blessings on you, you feel your, I don't know a better word than original Ishta, is embodied in everything your new Ishta is. They are together. They are together, and it's that simple. And any time you sit to meditate or call on your Ishta, if your original one shows up, just let it be there. If your new one shows up, let it be there. If you get the hit to let them merge together, let them merge together. But they are not in conflict. They are not at odds. They are aspects of the divine. And as I told you before, I sometimes can have two or three of them in there, right? It's okay. It's okay. So gazing at your new Ishta now, who's got part of your other Ishta in there, and if the other Ishta isn't quite all the way in there, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And let's once again, just ask your Ishta its name. Ask its name. See what comes. It might just be a sound. And smile. Let them know you're happy they're here. And give them an offering. Offer them a flower or something like that. Just visualize, feel yourself making the offering. And then just see, what does your Ishta do with the offering? What is your Ishta? And then gently sending just gratitude towards your Ishta. Allow your Ishta to dissolve and melt into you. Dissolve and melt into you. And then you can let your Ishta rise up to the top of your head in its new form. And so at this point, we all have our Ishta or a light or at the top of our crown of our head. And as we close our meditation, just gently inhale. And as you exhale, as you soften, just feel the sense that you have this divine being present with you. Present with you. Always. And then just inhale. And if you'd like to jot just a couple of words in your journal, soften with your exhale and just write jot a couple words down, because I do want to cover a couple really mundane things, but just enough to jog your mind. Maybe you can expand on it once our class is over or later. And I will say, just keep writing. You don't have to pay too close attention. But, you know, there have been times when I've asked my Ishta's name and there's nothing. And then another time, and it literally just came up with let me see if I can make the sound. Rah, rah. It was just a sound. It was like, okay. You know, you go with it. And then eventually it became the sound Rama, Rama. Then it became Mara, Mara, which is, you know, and you understand these things later. So I can't stress enough, encourage you enough to trust it. Trust it. Just trust it. You know, somehow it all makes sense later. You know? So any other questions about Ishtas? Then here's my suggestion for this week, is that you find an object. If you have a mala or something like this, this makes it easy because it's just kind of here on your arm. But you could just have, you know, I'm looking around here, some kind of an object that you have around you or in your meditation space that begins to remind you to think of your Ishta. Okay, I don't want you to turn an object into an article to worship. That's not what I'm asking. But it's like when I touch this during my day, I just touch it and it reminds me to reconnect. It's just a reminder. It's a reminder. So whether you want to just put a little string around your wrist, or you want to just, you've got a piece of jewelry you wear, an earring you touch, or, you know, a belt that you wear, but something that you're in contact with on a daily basis that you can begin to, when you see it, you think of your Ishta. You see it, you think of your Ishta. This is a way to help us cultivate more awareness of our Ishta throughout our day. Okay. So did that make any sense at all? It did. I'm seeing nods. Okay. All right. And then along those lines, I didn't put this in the homework, but I'm going to ask you to, if you have sticky notes in your house, right? Just a little sticky note. And take that sticky note, and I'd like you to write on your sticky note, "Isn't that interesting?" With a reminder, it's to be curious. Curious. isn't that interesting? This is your most important mantra at this point right now. Isn't that interesting is the mantra that helps us meet all kinds of people and not get upset. Kriyananda tells a story of at the ashram, he was up with on Lake Michigan. I think it was just a little farm. And Shelley, his guru, this man from New York was coming to visit, and he was abrasive, and he was just a know-it-all. And Kriyananda would just get pissed sitting there listening to this guy, the way he talked to Shelley. And Kriyananda's response was, "Why do you even talk to this guy?" And Shelley just goes, "I find him fascinating. I find him fascinating." And this, when we get out of our judgment, when we get out of our view of how the world is supposed to be, which is a huge source of suffering, right? And we get to where we can just meet somebody and be fascinated. Really, this is how their mind works. Oh my God, fascinated by them. It's opening us up to a fascination with life. Not our limited micro mini view, but this, my God, it's vast. It's phenomenal. It's awesome. It would never have occurred to me to have that thought. Isn't that interesting? This is like our thing. So my suggestion is, and I learned from Kriyananda, when he was teaching us stuff, we'd have to put on sticky notes and we put it around, and I would put it around places where I wouldn't get too much flack from my kids, right? I just put them up in a few places. Put them by your bathroom mirror. Put it inside wherever you keep your earrings. Put it inside there. Wherever you keep your baseball hats or whatever, you know, put them places where you'll see it just to remind you. And then the day will come where you won't see them anymore. And that's the point where you go, oh, I don't even notice it anymore. And at that point, it's maybe you can take them down or, you know, but at least for maybe the next couple weeks. Isn't that interesting? Bam. Got it? Okay, so you got two assignments that are not on your homework. Find an object that will help you remember your ishta. And it could even be a doorway. It literally could be a doorway in your house that you look at it and you go, okay, that is going to remind me to think of my ishta. And every time you walk through that doorway, ishta, hi. Okay? I mean, it doesn't have to be a mala or something like that. Be creative. Find something that works for you. And those were the main things I wanted to do too. I want to keep us, we'll work next week some more with our ishtas, and then we'll start incorporating. By then I getting a sense everybody's getting there. Everybody's getting there. And then your homework assignment, does that work? Darcy wasn't supposed to get sent to you till today, but she's learning out the scheduling, so it got sent accidentally. And so I just don't want to cause any stress. The handouts she sent you were really meant, you don't even start doing them till this week. And so I guess the question for you guys is, would you rather get the handouts for the following week, you know, like the Thursday or Friday before, or would you rather wait till Sunday to get them? Nobody cares.
Rather wait till Sunday.
You'd rather wait till Sunday? Yeah. Less stress. Kelsey,
Sunday.
What
we- Sunday.
Because as soon as I get the next thing, then I'm kind of forgetting what this week's was. So
exactly. So yeah. So we apologize for that. It's just us figuring out our system. But so we'll send them on Saturday. On Sunday. If it's something you need for class, we'll send that. Okay? Like one of the things she did send was the story of Aso. Is that so? Right? And so go ahead and have that story, read it for next week, and just have that in the back of your head. We'll talk about it next week. Okay? So those were all things. All right. Now I'm very conscious it's 10:30. So we need to Om Shanti and go. So everybody get back to their world. Okay? And I will send a little email with, I want you to just look at the two books, similar information, see which one appeals to you. Just notice that the two things I asked you to read, the chapters have similar kinds of information. Ramona's going to love this, right? And I want you to, you know, what's the difference? What's the similarities? What did respond to you most? Okay, so let's Om Shanti so that we're out of here before it says 10:31 on my clock. All right? Okay. All right, everybody, find your seat. Find your seat. Take that breath, soften into your seat, into the moment. And if you want to unmute so we can hear each other, please do. Please do, because there's something sweet about hearing our voices. And let's inhale. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, let's say it together. May we be blessed, may we be blessed, and may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. All right, loves. Thank you so much for being here. Have a lovely week. Say goodbye to each other.
And bye.
Have a great week.
Have a great one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.